Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Monday Meditations. Today is a loaded topic, so without further ado, I am just going to dive right into this. To start the week off right, the phrase we're going to meditate on is holy fear. It's a challenge to define holy fear, or the act of fearing God, in just a simple sentence, or even a paragraph for that matter, but discussing the complexity of the topic in all its fullness would take much longer than this short podcast episode allows. And even a lengthy attempt would leave us far from proficient in our understanding of it. When preaching on the fear of God, Charles Spurgeon said that there is a fear with which a Christian has nothing to do. It is a type of fear that is more like bondage and dread and torment. It's operating under the law instead of under grace. And contrary to that, he described the fear of God as being like a beloved child's fear of his father. That child is in awe of him, and it arises out of admiration of his father's character. He sees his father's wisdom and trusts what his father tells him. He has a profound conviction that his father is good, his father is kind, wise, and couldn't do anything or ask him to do anything which wouldn't promote his own good. The child's awe prevents him from questioning his father. He has such high esteem for him that he trusts his father's character, conduct, and his conclusions. He is obedient to his father's presence, and the child watches his own behavior carefully out of respect for him. He doesn't want to offend his father or act contrary to his will. It causes the child to avoid anything that would cause his father displeasure or grieve his heart. If the child makes a mistake, he is eager to rectify it. So to put simply, this family is the holy fear we should cultivate within ourselves. Now, with all of that said, it's so important to remember that the fear of the Lord does not drive us away from God's presence. In fact, it's the exact opposite. Holy fear is a wonderful, godly fear that lays a firm foundation for us as believers. It involves deep and abiding reverence, profound and adoring respect. And this reverence is a sincere act of worship, which is a vital element of holy fear. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 28 through 29, it states, "Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." You can think of God's holiness as like the sun. His powerful, complete uniqueness is the force that gives life to the entire universe. Because we are impure, sinful beings, his presence is dangerous and intense to us, not because it's bad, but because it's so flawlessly good. Holy fear is a gift of love and even protection offered to us by a God who cares for us profoundly. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, it says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." When your walk with the Lord is mature, you don't shy away from holy fear. You don't question it or view it as bondage. Instead, you view it as sanctification, your spiritual transformation into the image of Christ. Observing holy fear will completely rewire your mindset and your intentions. It will mold and influence what you say and how you live your life. It's the beginning of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and it offers us clear divine direction. Holy fear will allow you to understand and walk in the blessing of the Lord to the fullest. It might sound like an oxymoron, but fearing our Lord actually produces fruit in our lives, such as enduring success, nobility, influence, longevity, and productive days. Holy fear cultivates a true and authentic godliness within us that breeds confidence in the secured future that we have in Him. So you might be saying to yourself, well, I want to embrace holy fear. How do I do that? How do I embrace holy fear? Live in awe of God. Respect and honor Him. Adore Him above anything and anyone else in the universe. Reflect His attributes by loving what He loves and hating what He hates. Loathe sin and injustice. Depart from every type of evil in thought, speech, or action. Don't give importance to the things He doesn't value. Abandon your will for His and submit to Him in all your ways. give him praise, adoration, and thanksgiving. Bestow upon him your wholehearted worship. All of these humble offerings are your eternal legacy. Holy fear of the Lord endures forever, because his love endures forever. So let's take a deep breath, posture our hearts to reflect our holy God, and let's dive into the word. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 4. You shall walk after the Lord your God, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and hold fast to him. Romans chapter 6, verse 22. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. Joshua chapter 22, verse 5. But be very careful to keep the commandment and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, to keep his commands, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 29. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Exodus chapter 15, verses 11 through 13. Who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? You stretch out your right hand, and the earth swallows your enemies. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. Leviticus chapter 20, verses 7 through 8. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. Worthy are you, O Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 30 through 31. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Psalm chapter 99, verse 9. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, and chapter 7, verse 1. For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. You guys are loved. Go rise up. Thanks for joining us today. I hope that these words encouraged and challenged you and postured your heart for the rest of the week ahead. If you have a minute, go to the subscribe and review section of this podcast and leave us a word or a Bible verse that you've been carrying in your heart throughout the week that really just keeps you encouraged and motivated. I want to make the podcast review space that added bookmark for that simple reminder that we're all in this together and that God's got this. Feel free to share this episode with your friends, family, or on social media. And for more information on Proclaim and to read the Bible in a year with us at Bible in 365, please click the links below. We're so grateful to have you join us right here every Monday on Midweek Rise Up Monday Meditations.